Welcome to Camp Creepyhead Saturday Morning Monster Mash! Blah!
This episode is brought to you by Global Milk.
Global Milk!
We're thinking about starting our own kind of like OnlyFans called Only Global. It's so you can see sexy pictures of milk. Anybody in? Anybody wanna? No? No one wants to? Okay, never mind. Global Milk, a subsidiary of Repairview Productions.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 116 of Count Creepyhead's Saturday Morning Monster Mash.
116? Where have we been? Oh, look at that. I rhymed. It's funny and clever. Blah. Whatever. Ooh. Fuck. I'm going back to my coffin.
We are Waffles the Cat's favorite podcast. Hi, Waffles.
Hi, Waffles.
Here, kitty, kitty.
We love you, Waffles.
Frequent listener and sometimes guest, Sam of Jerry's Closet fame, sent us a text message that said her cat gets pissed off anytime she turns off Count Creepyhead's Saturday Morning Monster Mash, and that he loves listening to it. And the best we can figure out is that the cat loves listening to Mike's voice. Because Mike is the cat whisperer.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kitty. I'm hey, talking to you.
Hey there, little Waffles. How you doing?
I just picture, like, you know, like, you want some success when you're creative, whatever that you're doing. Like, you want Pikmin's Vinyls to have certain amount of followers on Instagram. Congratulations, Josh.
Why, thank you.
You know, you want Boogeyman's Closet to be successful. I want this podcast to be successful. And I find it very funny that it could be cats everywhere love this podcast. And that's I'm just going to have to take it.
I mean, that's definitely a unique following.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, try selling that to marketers. Like, cats everywhere that collect action figures love our podcast.
They fucking love our show.
So, you know, if you're trying to market your action figures to cats, you got the right podcast.
Camp Creepy Saturday Morning Monster Mash. We like cats. And that's not a euphemism. We're not trying to be like, we like pussy. I mean, we do, but true. You know, we like cats. We like the kitties. We like to pet their cute little faces.
Yeah. Saturday Morning Monster Mash. Meow meow. Meow meow meow. Yeah.
So not terribly long ago. Here's a 2-for-1 story here. So I discovered that I'm gonna cover my phone in hopes it doesn't hear me. If I direct Siri to text Ruth, and I, because you know how it repeats your message back to you a lot of the time.
Yeah.
There was one day I was very tired and driving to pick up Ruth, and I was like, text Ruth for me. Meow 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 meow. And the way it repeated it back had me laughing so goddamn hard that I almost drove off the road. Because all of a sudden it was like, your text says, meow, 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 meow. And it was just this robotic, because of course, like any normal person, I have my Siri set to sound like an English butler.
Mm-hmm.
I have it set to the male voice with English accent. So even more so, it's just, your text says, meow, 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 meow. Just, and my God, it was hilarious. But funny side note for that, I was watching, I don't know how to take this. I was watching Curbed the other day. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. The newest season. And there's an episode where Larry starts fighting with his phone, specifically with Siri. My phone started responding to Larry David.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So apparently it thinks I sound like Larry David.
I can see it.
Oh, so yeah, it was really, I'm just like looking at my phone like, phone, I'm not a belligerent old Jewish man.
I do like how some of these electronic devices will answer to just about anybody. Because I tend to watch Good Mythical Morning when I get home from work. Sometimes just, you know, having breakfast, I'll watch it. And every once in a blue moon, they'll make an Alexa joke. And my Alexa in the kitchen will answer. And I'm like, ah, shut up. Like, it's just frustrating.
What's Good Mythical Morning?
Good Mythical Morning. It's a long-running podcast. Or, like, not podcast. A long-running YouTube show. Where they do all sorts of like weird little games and like bizarre food things, and yeah, it's Rhett and Link. They've been around for a while. Yeah. But no, like the one thing I was gonna say when you were talking about the GPS, like first of all, the GPS that we had all the way to Texas was fucking great. The Captain Picard one.
Oh god, that was amazing.
That was fantastic. But I think my all time favorite like robo interaction was, this is like god, before popular smartphones, Jess had one of those old GPS, like, you know, you kind of plug it into your cigarette lighter in the car and all that. And I forgot what hospital we were trying to find, but it was one that her sister was brought to. So we were kind of in a panic, like, shit, plug in the address and let's go. And we had to take the Skajakwata. And now anyone who lives in this area knows it's called the Skajakwata and it's spelled 198. Like, most people cannot spell this. Well, I don't know why this robot voice couldn't just say 198, but it was like, get on the skagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag was like, and then take exit 12. And it was like, wait, what? It just destroyed this old GPS.
So I've always just been super lazy and called it the Sacagawea. Like, I just looked at the word and I was like, that's probably what it is. I never try to like sound it out.
That's the Sacagawea.
Oh man, that was something. I think it might have been. I think you might have still been here. Like, I think it was right after we made the drive down here. Mm-hmm. That at some point I pulled that word up for Ruth, and I was like, "Do me a favor. Could you try and pronounce that for me?" And to my amazement, for the first time in my life, she was like barely off in her pronunciation.
Nice.
I think it was something like this. I think like she put an extra Y in there. She was like the squad jack wada. And I was like, oh my God.
That's closer than a lot of Buffalonians.
How did you do that?
I have the problem of, you know, I see like, hey Siri, and they'll say I call somebody and it can never understand me because of my mush mouth, but it can understand my daughter completely fine and she has a retainer. She's got that like cartoon evil little girl voice right now where she's like, I'm gonna kill you, you know. It's like, what? And it completely understands her, and it's like, look up Taylor Swift, you know, and it'll totally understand her when I say like, hey, call the doctor, and it'll just be like ordering pizza. It's like, no.
that was essentially what the Curbed episode was. Like, he won it to do one thing, and it was doing every other thing possible. So it was like, no, do this. No.
I say, Mike, to be fair, it is Zoe, so she could be in cahoots with the evil robot overlords.
Oh. This is true.
I swear to God.
But that's kind of funny about it is, I think it was like, what, last, I was ranting to Mike about it, like, to the best of my ability. There was one night, I think last week, where my home button randomly completely broke.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
And it just, like, I couldn't get any, like, it basically, I did everything I could to run diagnostic and figure it out and try and reset it, and it was just dead. So I had to get a new phone. So even more so, like, I've got a slightly newer phone. It's even like it's got all of the updated iOS's on it. So why does it think Larry David is me? And
you're not.
And like even and I don't know. See, I do this thing while I'm interacting with my phone. If I'm speaking to it as Siri, I will address it as a person. So when the robot uprising comes, maybe it'll have mercy. Like I say, please and thank you. Also, it's just ingrained in me to say please and thank you.
Right.
Like I'm not half the time. It's just muscle reflex to be like, thank you. When it's like, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
The new update responds. Ooh. And it creeped me the fuck out. Because it was for the first time ever, I was just like, thank you. And it was like, you're welcome.
It's like, wait, what?
So I'm glad I'm not the only one that gets lonely and tries to talk to Siri. I wish I was joking. I like once a month, I'll just be like, hey, Siri. You know, when I ask it a question, like a rhetorical, and it'll usually just be like, I can't answer that. And it's like, mm-hmm. What do you mean you don't have an opinion on the JFK assassination?
See, all I can think of right now is that ridiculous episode where Cartman is obsessed with technologies and he's like, hey Siri, what is love like?
I do have to say I liked the I don't know, they probably still do this, but Apple has always programmed like weird jokes for Siri that if you ask certain questions, it'll say so. When I first got it, I remember asking it, did Skynet make you? And she was like, I cannot answer that. And you shouldn't ask those questions. And I was like, wait, what? And it freaked me the fuck out.
Ask it. My favorite is how much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
Oh, yeah.
And it has like a dozen different answers that it can give you, mm-hmm. which is just hilarious to me.
My favorite variation on that, by the way, is how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could eat beef?
Oh. My favorite answer to that question is your mom.
Yes.
So I took Teresa and Zoe to our local toy show yesterday. It happens twice a year, the Village Gate Toy Show. And I have to say, I do not want to go back there ever again. I have a miserable time.
That's really sad.
It sucks. They oversell it. So it's not just like a gymnasium. Like someplace you expect a toy show to be like a big open space with rows of tables. It's like long hallways with tables on either side. So if anybody stops, nobody can get through.
Oh,
that sucks.
And you can imagine that like these people who get tables use more space than they should because they're trying to maximize the presentation to sell their shit. And on top of that, there's a lot of it's like the same shit every year, but there's always that one thing you got to find. You'd be like, oh my God, I found this crazy Gargoyles toy, whatever. I'm just making up a story. But you can't because it's cramped. And I mean, we've said this is probably the 10th time we've said this on the podcast. If you can afford a ticket or afford toys at a toy show, or a ticket to convention, you can afford a fucking stick of deodorant. For the love of God. It's like there's no windows in this place. And it just smells like hot ball sack. Yep. And I'm like on edge enough because I have my 8-year-old daughter with me. And if I can just, it smells like a Chris Hansen episode of To Catch a Predator. And these guys do not respect women. They do not respect their
answer.
Have a seat. It's not a good time. And also, you can't take they're not going to listen back to this, thank God, but you can't take your wife and your daughter to a toy show and expect to have any money for yourself. It'll be gone in minutes. And this toy show is two floors. And the way I would do it if I was by myself is I kind of like briskly get through it and just glance and see, because I'm looking for specific stuff. I don't like it, I'll go. And there's enough stuffed Pokemon cards, stuffed animals, Bill's crap, that you don't get a quarter of the way through it and your money's gone. And that happened. And I like looked up on the second floor because there's like balconies and you can see. And I could see toys that I wanted. And there was no money left because it's, you know, you don't want to pay with a credit card at a toy show. Right. You're just asking for your personal information to get stolen. So it's sort of like, we can go. I don't want anything anyways. While I'm looking at like Clash of the Titans Kraken, you know, or like Ninja Turtles, just stuff that like I would have bought if I had the extra money. But I had to buy a fan-made box of Pokemon cards guaranteed to have treasures in them. Fucking ridiculous. I had to buy Buffalo Bills lights. Yay! I'm shaking my head and I'm butthurt. Josh, how goes it on the housing hunt?
Well, there's progress. There is definitely progress. We're waiting for the full inspection report on a place that we put a bid on. We did have a foundation estimate done earlier today. And it's... Man, this is one of the most frustrating things about Texas. It's the fucking ground. The ground here is fucked. The ground here is basically telling people we don't want people here.
Right.
Like, it's just, it is terrible ground to build anything on. Everywhere. So, you know, we talked to the foundation guy today, and it's essentially like, one side of the house is sitting lower than the other. However, it's like 50 feet across, and it's an acceptable amount of difference. That being
what
said,
that's supposed to mean.
Well, according to, and this is multiple different foundation people we've talked to, there is an except as long as there's no visible structural damage, and it isn't doing a specific what they call bend to one side, then it could just be the house shifting with the ground.
I don't like that.
Or your house could break in half.
Well, that's the thing, is like, our options are basically, we could do nothing, and it could be fine for another several years. Or forever. We could put some, I don't remember the exact term, we could put some like stakes, we could put some supports in.
Yeah.
But if we put them around where the issue is now in an attempt to be proactive and correct it, it could create more issues and the center of the house could sink in. If we do the entire slab and raise the whole thing up, then we're going to have to completely redo the flooring, and there are going to be other issues that pop up with the plumbing. So it's basically...
Damn
one
if you
way
do, damn if you don't.
Yeah, it's basically one way or the other, like, roll the dice, let's see. And, like, I get it. I do get it. I get that. I appreciate the candidness of the foundation guy we talked to today, in the fact that he was very upfront about the fact that, yeah, it could go either, like, any direction we go with this, because of the ground that it's built on, it's a roll of the dice.
Hmm. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, even with a new home, could run into the same issues because the ground here is fucked.
That's a whole lot of nonsense.
So yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. So we're waiting for the inspection report. I'll be candid and say, there's no visible issues. Like, there's not any, like, bad cracks that make you look at it and go, like, ooh, I don't know about the foundation on this, you know? There's nothing inside. The biggest issue that gives away that there is a slight lean to the house is a couple of the doors close themselves. And not super fast. It's not like they slam themselves. But there is an obvious slight incline. Other than that, nothing. So.
Okay. So, Josh, because you're not allowed to have free will, me and Mike are going to think for you here. Like,
No, don't do this for me right now.
No, I'm not. This is like, no joking aside. Because that's a serious issue, you, in theory, could offer less on a bid.
Which is, exactly, that is what we're leaning towards right now.
Okay. You know, because like, let's say they're asking for $30 for this house. And you guys said, we'll give you $29. And they're like, yeah, okay. But, you know, then you had the inspector come and are like, I don't know. This, you know, could be like an entire cave system under your house full of Morlocks. The only way to know is wait. You should be like, yeah, how about 20? And they'd be like, well, you got us. We knew all along. We'll take 20. Here's some cookies. Haunted baby eating lawnmower. Bye.
I kind of want Morlocks under my house.
Yeah, I mean, like, that'd be
freaking cool.
We'd probably offer more.
I was going to say, that would be a selling point.
You know what's weird? Like, Morlocks, I would love to have as, like, fun underground monsters living in my house or, like, Trollogs. Mm-hmm. But those creepy, like, albino bad people from The Descent, nah.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, I don't want that shit.
Morlocks are at least weird and funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, think of how the cats would make friends with those things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
Or, you know, like, beat them up hilariously. Can you imagine, like, the Morlock coming out and eating your garbage? And then
I meant the Descent things. Like, the cats would still be, like, friend.
True. Very true. Especially Rufus.
And if they weren't friendly, one of the cats would, like, just come back with, like, this human-sized rat creature in its mouth.
That would be Bella.
Cats at home listening to the podcast, please join the Facebook group and tell us what you would do if you had an albino cave monster living under your house. Waffles, you in particular.
We're talking to you.
Would you make friends with this albino cave monster, or would you kill it? We'd love to know. Meow, 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 meow. Mike, you got to do the ghoulie. That's what he loves.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. I'm telling you, one of these years, I'm just going to go ahead and buy that ghoulie and wait for a get-together at my house, and you're just going to show up, and that ghoulie's going to be sitting next to you.
All right, hold on a second. Let's grind the show to a halt while I go to Trick or Treat Studios. Because I know they have the frog ghoulie, right?
Yeah, well, I know on Amazon they have the plush ghoulies.
They make a hand puppet.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, that's more fun.
I think they did, because I wanted it. I wanted the frog ghoulie just to have put it next to my Morty from Tales from the Crypt. Am I Chucky?
Because I'm looking at the Rat Ghoulie plushie right now. And he's $30, which is why I haven't bought him.
All right. Ghoulies 2 Cat Ghoulie Puppet Prop, $250.
Fuck that.
You could stick your hand up its furry ass.
Meow, 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 meow.
With his cloven feet.
With the Cat Ghoulie plush, it looks like he's shitting a furry turd. Like, I know it's supposed to be his tail, but it's really ridiculous. I'm going to take a photo and send it to you guys.
Oh, man. Frog ghoulie.
I really hope that rumor that there's more ghoulies coming is true, because I want more ghoulies.
Hey, when they get done with Deathstalker, you can make ghoulies. Give it to that team.
Oh, God. Can you imagine the Psycho Gorman people just playing in the Ghoulies world?
Oh, God.
That would be so damn fun.
I want to touch myself just thinking about that. Oh, my God, that puppet. What the fuck?
Tell me it doesn't look like he's shitting a furry turd.
Yeah, that's... Wow.
I mean, I know it's supposed to be his tail, but it's like spaga. It's like coming right out of his cheeks. Yeah. As the sound of a furry turd firing out your booty hole. Oh, Lord Almighty.
Man, it's like night and day, though. Like, Cackley looks like a knockoff. You have Satan at home, Bahamut, right?
Yeah.
He looks weird. But then you have, like, the overpriced trick-or-treat, which is actually cheaper on Amazon than it is on Trick or Treat Studios, but yeah.
See, I don't know. The plush ghoulies definitely, they amuse the hell out of me because they're so ridiculous looking. Like, I like the rat ghoulie the most out of the plushies. He looks so damn stupid, but I love him. Like, I just kind of want to have him hanging out in my computer room.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah.
You can read them stories. Plush ghoulies. Yeah, you know.
They're just
weird
fun.
Patch of chest hair.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God. This has been Ghoulies Corner, brought to you by Cherry's Closet. Let's get into plugs. Josh, what's left from your big Friday drop of product?
Oh, let me see. Let me pull up the shop. Do-do-do, podcasting at its finest. Do-do-do, podcasting at its finest.
Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do. Just got angrier as it went.
Podcasting at its finest. now, there's, it looks like there is a little bit of everything. So we've got the Critter blind boxes. We've got the minifigure mystery capsules. Glowinator's Wolfman. Japanese VHX box Crypt Keeper. I threw some log bagged with header tag into the shop. There's a couple of Buffalo Bills. I think there is a single Killer Clown left. Yeah, a lot of stuff is there, but low.
I got paid Friday, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to just buy myself something stupid. Then I was like, wait a second, Pikmins. Mm-hmm. And I didn't buy myself something stupid, and I bought a set of the Gashapon. I bought a Japanese Critter, and I bought Glowinator's Wolfman, and I cannot wait until they come in the mail.
They shipped out this morning.
I got the notice, and I'm just every 5 minutes I go check my mailbox, but it's not here yet. Mike,
yes.
Boogeyman's and Raised by Rentals. I know the Pac-Man episode just dropped. Mm-hmm. On Raised by Reynolds. What about Boogeyman's Closet? Is that Texas Chainsaw episode finally going to hit?
Tomorrow. Yeah. Right. And unfortunately, with all the crazy crap that happened to me over this past week, I could not find time to edit. Between, you know, my furnace going and medical issues and just all that fun. But yeah, it's about halfway edited, so I should be able to finish that up tonight and then post it tomorrow. And then after that, yeah, we'll be on hiatus for a little while. We did record our newest Raised by Rentals yesterday, so hopefully that'll be out in about a week or two.
Cool. But Boogeyman's is going to have, like, an occasional episode here and there?
Yeah, we have a few, there's definitely a few Patreon episodes planned. Like, one that you're well aware of. And then I want to do our anniversary special, and I would like to try to squeeze in another special if possible. I don't know if I can make the timeline work where the special would make sense. But if I can't do that, there will at least be the anniversary special and I believe two Patreon episodes coming out in the next like month or so.
Sweet.
Patreon.
I made my birthday pick when I was alphabetizing my DVDs because I figured I'd see a movie where I was like, yep, this would be perfect. And I will announce it on the upcoming Patreon coming in months in the future.
Yes.
Dates to be determined.
All I ask is how available is the birthday pick?
It's on Tubi. It's on Perfect. Amazon. This other one isn't very available, but I am sick of talking about it constantly. So,
well, we figured out a way that we can make that one work.
Yeah.
So,
but well, I'm happy with that. This one, it's free. So everybody can enjoy it. And this is a movie that when I announce it, you'd be like, aha. But well, I'll
so
leave
far, The only one that I've been a little like meh was the one that we have planned, because it's one that I've never seen the full movie of, only internet clips.
You've got to watch it.
Yes.
With virgin eyes.
I'm looking forward to this episode, because I'm sure it's gonna be wacky.
You know, like you say, like, oh man, horrible shit's, like, I, you know, it's been a crazy week. Wouldn't you love to say, like, oh man, a bag of money fell on me, or like,
oh god, yeah,
man, the Swedish bikini team made me have sex with them. Oh, this was horrible.
You know, I was talking to a friend at work last night, and she was like, well, considering all the bad luck you've had since January of this year, she's like, maybe you're getting it all out of the way, and like from June on, you'll just have a really awesome year. I'm like,
yeah,
I fucking hope so. I really do.
I'd love to just wake up one morning and like have a horrible day because my dick is bigger. You know?
Well, I don't know if you want to wish that, because have you ever seen elephantitis of the genitalia?
Yeah. All right. I don't want elephantitis of the genitalia, but maybe like I suddenly have a magical pet dinosaur.
Yeah, as long as it's not Denver, because Denver is a sexual predator.
Denver, the last dinosaur. He's our friend, and he's going to pull you into the closet and touch you in inappropriate ways.
I was thinking more like Tammy and the T-Rex.
Okay, see, now that, yeah, no, I'd get along
like,
with that.
All right, you got to have a pet dinosaur, right? Like, mm-hmm. Somebody's forcing you to do this. Do you want one that's, like, raptor-sized? Do you want one, like, a triceratops you could ride like a horse? Or do you want something you could, like, eat your enemies like a T-Rex?
I honestly think I'd go with something like a triceratops, because how badass would it be to, like, ride a dinosaur to work?
Yeah, yeah.
I want the horse dinosaur.
Yeah, like triceratops. Like
a triceratops, T-Man. I mean, I'm Lord only knows, but if Jurassic Park taught me anything, they're vegetarians.
I want that horse!
And they shit a lot. Thanks, yeah. Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but then, you know, people will siphon through it and be like, what's in here?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a pile of shit. It's a pile of shit. It's a pile of dino shit.
You know, speaking of bad days and like bad weeks and all, I remember very vividly, this was back about 2016, had a horrible, shitty 3-to-11 shift at work. Like, it was just constant bad calls, constant annoyances. Like, I was stressed as shit. I finally got my break, because back then, the way the break schedule worked, like, I'd work a 3-to-11 or a 4-to-midnight, depending on the shift, and I wouldn't get a break until the last hour of my shift. So I'd be there all day, last hour, I'd go out, have a quick cigarette back when I was still a smoker, and then come back in, you know, after my half an hour was up, and then just wait until it was time to go home. So I'm texting back and forth with Josh, and, you know, we're just talking shop, talking toys, talking Pikmins. And then I get a couple voice messages and I can't listen to them because I'm at work. So once I finally get my break, and I'm, like I said, I'm just stressed. I hate the world. I go outside, I light my smoke, and I hit play. And the first thing I hear is a Peter Griffin reviews Jurassic Park. And all he did was the theme song in Peter Griffin's sound. And I fucking lost my mind laughing. Like, the entire day of stress was gone because of this damn voice clip.
Oh, good old Peter Griffin reviews.
Dude, like that, I still randomly think about that and laugh because it was just so random.
I know you guys have seen this, but you know the one-off joke where Peter has to go through like a long journey to use a corporate office bathroom and it's Jurassic Park?
Yes. Yes.
It's outside. There's like dinosaurs flying by, and he's like, "Wow."
Yep.
Let's see here. We have "So It's Come to This," a Simpsons Family podcast. Listen to it. Tell me you've listened to it, and I will give you a hug. How about that? Mike will give you a rusty trombone. Every new listener, "So It's Come to This" gets.
I'll give you a potato.
Josh will give you a potato that he used as a clock. Clock potato. We've got Tara Sacagawea and Mike McCoy, two talented Buffalo artists. Mike does special effects. Tara does awesome artwork. If you like stippling and like fine inked lines, that's the kind of style that she does. And it's creepy and it's fucking awesome. And she also hangs out at the Scream, the Seven Gates Scream Park. Nine Gates? Seven Gates?
Seven Gates.
Seven Gates to scare the fuck out of people because she looks like a doll. And last but not least, Jerry's Closet. She has personally showed me some of the stuff that's going on sale soon. Get ready, because it's cool shit that just when you think Sam's run out of cool stuff to sell, she hasn't. So check out Western New York Horror Crew, K-R-U-E, and she'll have awesome shit to sell. Are you guys ready for show and tell?
Oh, indeed.
I don't have a ton. Do you guys have a ton?
No.
Kind of a slow time of year.
I have nothing. I take that back. I bought one thing. I forgot.
I have been opening stuff that's been sitting around forever. And I got a couple new things. My shipment from Super 7 came in.
Oh, and mine.
I got doubles of Return of the Living Dead. So I got two Tarmans and two Trashes because I wanted to open one and I wanted to put one up on my wall. I know the complaint is that Tarman has ping pong ball Cookie Monster eyes. He does. But when you realize how small he is, it'd be impossible to give them crazy amounts of detail. Because otherwise, he looks amazing. He's a great figure.
But also, to be fair, the actual Tarman face in the movie has the big ping pong ball eyes.
Yeah, he's got, like, their bloodshot, so there's some pink to it.
I don't know what it is. It's something about the the positioning of the features on that small of a head in the way they did it make it look a little Muppety.
Yeah, this is just a black dot. There's no extra white dot for like the reflection of the cornea. But I get it. Yeah. Trust me, it's one of the best Tarman figures that are out there. Next to Pikmin Vinyls, you've got the Toonie Terrors, you've got the Trick or Treat, and you've got the Amok Time Studios. This is all, it's high quality as Tarman deserves, in my opinion. This isn't a bad Tarman figure.
So far, I own all of them, and I'm just waiting on my Super 7 one.
And Trash is just great. I'm so happy that they finally made a Trash figure. Like, I holding it in my hand, I know there's only two other Trash figures they can make, and I know they're not going to make them. So I'm happy. And if Super 7 ever figures out a way to make, you know, Trash is taking off her clothes again, Trash, or
Zombie Trash.
Zombie Trash is taking her clothes off again, Trash. Yeah, I'd buy it, obviously, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I want stretchy mouth about to bite the sheriff Trash from the scene where they break down the police blockade and her mouth stretches impossibly wide before she bites that guy's head.
Yeah.
Mainly because I have that, I have the replica from the mold hanging on my wall from that mask. And that's been on my wall since 2005. So
I'd like it to be a reaction. I wanted to see, like, wouldn't it be great if they made like Ultimate Trash? That'd be kind of hard to hide in my collection.
yeah.
Reaction Trash can kind of go anywhere and nobody's going to notice it except for me or somebody that's looking for it. And I don't have to worry about my angry wife taking trash and throwing her in the trash. Or I would have to like give her fake clothes with like electrical tape. So,
right.
I also opened up the Nekonosuratu figure and he is pretty fucking awesome. A lot of like different heads for like different poses, but I don't know why you wouldn't want just the main regular, Nosferatu with the cover poster of him looking creepy with his hands kind of curled upwards with the long fingernails.
Yeah. Because
they have like Nosferatu in a hat holding keys, Nosferatu signing a paper. It's cool, but like, who the fuck wants that version of Nosferatu?
Right.
I don't know. It's really good. And for the longest time, I had the Mezco Silent Screamers Nosferatu as my like default Nosferatu, and he's going to get retired. And
which is still a really solid Nosferatu.
Yeah. Like, those Silent Screamer figures are amazing. Don't get me wrong. Really, but I only have so much space to use, so I'm going to default to movie Nosferatu and put that one away, unfortunately. I still have my cabinet Dr. Caligari stuff out. I never got the Gollum, but if I ever found it, I'd pick it up. Great line of figures. in my opinion. Josh, what'd you get?
I didn't get a ton, but got a handful of fun things. See, now I'm blanking a little bit. Just because the house stuff is woof, it has taken over my brain. Did I talk about finding Dinobot Snarl? What is Snarl?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. You did.
Okay. I also found the what's it called? Studio series movie Wheeljack from Rise of the Beasts.
Okay.
And that really was just an impulse buy of like, oh hey, VW minibus transformer. Yeah, I kind of want that. He's nice. He has the same goddamn problem so many studio series movie figures have, in that if they just cut like three steps out of this, it'd be great. But man, there are certain points where it's just like, why? Why did you build this figure in this way where there is not proper clearance unless you like transform and untransform the same spot like four times? Why? It's That's stupid. Ridiculous. The figure, like, the robot is great, the vehicle is great, the transformation just goes on too long. It's like a lot of modern fucking movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, the idea is great, it just goes too long. Also got, because I did work the Bat City Toys sidewalk sale. Sales were very slow. The event itself had a pretty good turnout. It was a very positive thing for Gino's first event. Especially considering the weather was not ideal. So there were definitely things that he took away from it, and you could tell that it was a learning experience for him. But he did raise a bunch of money for a charity. So, you know, there are definitely pluses of the day. More than anything, I'm glad, like, he didn't find it discouraging, because there were a few things that, as a vendor, I had to voice politely and be like, hey, man, I love what you're doing. Think about this. But... No, like, it was, I consider it a success by all means. And while I didn't make much money, I did walk away with like $300 worth of toys, and I only spent 20.
Then it was totally worth it.
So,
pretty damn awesome.
Yeah, I ended up entering the raffle and walked away with two of the bigger prizes in the raffle, being the Motu, I don't remember exactly what it's called. The Snake Man multi-pack.
Yes.
With the Snake Man and the three Snake Man redecos.
That's a great set.
It's a great set. I was not ready to spend the full retail price on it. But for a raffle ticket, hell yes. And, you know, the figures, I don't know why I was surprised, but I was absolutely surprised that the figure that is a repaint of Rattler, or at least has the main Rattler body, still has the rattle.
That's cool.
I don't know why it surprised me, but it was like, oh, hey, look at that. They still made them rattle. It's a really fun set. The He-Man included in it, well, I already had Snake Armor He-Man. It's a really solid He-Man release. It has enough different that it doesn't just feel like a He-Man. And the Snake Men are fucking awesome. They're all just repaints and mismatched parts, but they're fucking awesome.
If you already have Snake Armor He-Man, this one in the gift set's a good, like, this is my play with.
Exactly.
If you don't want to, like, bang them up and mess up the paint, which you're not going to. But if you wanted, like, that extra that you're really going to go crazy with, it's a great He-Man. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, no, it's a really good He-Man. And the other thing that I walked away with was Cybertron Titan-Class Metroplex.
So cool.
Let me tell you guys. That figure so many times.
This is, it's such a fucking weird transformer. I really do like it, but holy shit, it's weird. The regular robot mode is weird with a gigantic weapon, and he's like, he's not truly misproportioned, but he feels like his torso's too long and his arms and legs are too long. And then you put him into the worker bot mode, and it's just this weird little stumpy, saw for a hand robot that, again, looks super weird. It's 100% my preferred mode, because you just look at it and you're like, what the fuck is that? who approved this design? Who was like, yeah, turn him around backwards, bend his legs in half to make him shorter, and clip the weapons on instead of his hands, so he's got like a giant saw hand and a weird like crane hand. Yeah, that works. Call it worker mode. Like, I don't know who approved that. I don't know what they were smoking or snorting, but God bless you, sir. Because it takes the cake as far as just weird fucking Transformer robot modes. And then you get to the vehicle, and I get it. It's supposed to be a gigantic bucket excavator. But it looks like a robot that's bent over that you jam a power tool onto. It is the most asinine, lazy, quote unquote, vehicle mode for a Titan class figure. Like, I get it. It's no better than Scorponok's quote unquote Scorpion or Fortress Maximus's quote unquote Fortress. Like, I get it. The Titan classes, especially the ones based on the vintage Titans, don't really transform into much. They're just big robot. I get it. Mm-hmm. But oh my god, the level of what the fuck in this is alone, I would say, worth the price tag.
Well, I will give one Titan class a pass, and that's Omega Supreme. I think that,
yes,
all modes of Omega Supreme is cool.
You are 100% correct. Omega Supreme is a Titan class that feels thought out in every mode.
Yeah.
You can't say that about a lot of the other Titans.
No, you can't. They're just big, fun robots.
And this one, I think, is the best example of that, because, like, it was loose when I got it because it was on display. Mm-hmm. But in any case, it started out in the standard robot mode, and I was like, that's pretty cool. It's pretty weird and ridiculous because it looks kind of misproportioned. But it's fun. It's got a weird giant weapon. You can do weird things. Okay, sure. Whatever. Let me see what the next... Holy fucking shit. Are you kidding? This is the whole mode? This is worker mode? His legs are literally just blocks. This is genius. Oh, so yeah, no, he's a whole lot of fun, and he's super fucking weird. And finally, I got the Masterverse Vicron. Because it was super, super cheap for their sidewalk sale.
Still looking for bodies for you. Haven't found anything.
I might just pull down, like, my Savage He-Man and one of my other He-Men.
Yeah.
But the issue is, I'm going to have to figure out a way to rig the tank helmet on. Because it specifically sits on the helmet of the Barbarian guy.
Oh, so you couldn't even use, like, a He-Man.
Well, you can. You're just going to have to kind of, like, use some sticky tack for it.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's not gonna necessarily hold securely. Okay. Because it's made to sort of clip over the crest of his helmet.
Mm-hmm.
It has that specific little ridge that lets you kind of clip it on securely. Other than that, I have no complaints. It's a really fun figure for the price point that they ask. You get a lot of shit with it.
Okay.
It sucks that you need two other figures to display it all properly. But on the upside, man, I think this is the best possible reimagining they could have done for Vicron in bringing the characters into modern MOTU, because every version of the figure looks like it should be a MOTU character. It doesn't look like a weird guy with a tank on his head or a straight up repainted Boba Fett. All of the armor pieces now like are pulled from MOTU. So like the head of the tank is kind of like the crest of the battle, not the battle ram, the Road Ripper.
Okay, cool.
You know, it's fun. It's just fun seeing the idea of those concept figures translated into full-blown MOTU designs that pull from MOTU as opposed to a tank head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got to give him a lot of credit for the designs and the fact that it still evokes that feel of Vikron.
Yeah, it's a great figure. Mike, did you get anything?
The only thing I got is I bought one of the newest blind boxes for the Galaxy Squadron. Yeah. And I got the little battle droid with its little hover skiff. I was like, okay, it's not one I have. So, hey, he'll be fighting the random stormtroopers and biker scouts I have over the Dune 2 Sarlacc pit.
So it was unintentional.
Stap.
Yeah,
battle stap.
Stap, yeah.
I have officially used the Dune 2 Sarlacc pits bucket is now my catch-all for extra accessories, hands, heads, weapons. They've just been going into the bucket because I had, you know, they're always like sitting around in like the plastic trays your figures come in or whatever.
Mm-hmm. To the bucket with ya.
Yeah, so now I just have a little fun and I toss the extra hands and heads in there. It's pretty funny. Awesome. Josh, did you get your box for me yet?
I have not yet, but to be fair, I have not checked my email in a little bit. It could have come in today and I might not be aware of it.
I'm sure it'll get there when it gets there. No rush. So guys, hear me out. You think it sucks that as adults we don't get to enjoy the holidays that we enjoyed as kids? You know, with exceptions. You know, like,
agree, yeah.
We get to enjoy Halloween to the best of our ability. But, you know, like, you don't get to go on the Easter egg hunts. You don't get to sit on Santa's lap. The kind of shit that was magical when you're a kid, but now you're like, oh, I gotta pay the bills. I gotta work.
Right.
COVID. Whatever. So having said that, I got us a special guest that I've been wanting to get for a while now. Mall Santa wasn't available, but I got the one and only Easter Bunny.
Oh, shit.
To come on the show. We can sit on his lap and, you know, he'll give us some Easter eggs and some Easter Bunny wisdom. Are you guys okay with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Easter Bunny.
What's your name, that little guy?
Mike.
Mike, all right, come here. Sit on my lap. You know, don't mind the wet spots. Little kids piss on me. That's part of the job.
How fun.
But, all right, you ready for your Easter gift?
Oh, indeed.
There you go. There's the Easter egg. It's a little warm. A little wet, but that's how they're made. So, you know, whatever the fuck. But go on, open it up.
I'm afraid.
Okay, it's okay. I'll... It's okay. These are Easter gifts for adults.
Okay.
It's that's a positive COVID test.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations. Happy Easter. You know, you're an adult now. These are the kind of presents you get from life.
Well, it's the third time I've gotten it, so thank you.
Maybe it's not your positive COVID test. Give it to anybody you want. It's the gift that keeps on giving. So, you know, it's like, it was this or a pregnancy test. I thought you'd appreciate this more.
True.
Happy Easter.
Thank you,
from,
Mr. Easter
from
Bunny.
From me and Jesus. You're welcome.
Hey, Easter Bunny.
Yes. Yes, Jerry.
Can I leave a wet spot on you, too?
You wouldn't be the first adult man to do so. Come here, sit on my lap.
Okay.
Are you ready? Do you like Easter? Do you like ham?
I love ham.
Jelly beans. Chocolate.
I love jelly beans. I love to put jelly beans on my ham.
All right. Hold my hands. Hold my hands. Okay.
Here you go. Go on, open it up. That egg's yellow.
It's a special yellow.
That's
baby poop yellow.
That's a bag of crushed Adderall. I like to put that on my grape nuts in the morning. You know, it helps clean the pipes and wake you up. Because you're an adult now.
My coffee.
Yeah. It's
nothing like some Adderall in my coffee.
That's right. That's how you go to work at 9 o'clock at night for a soul crushing job that doesn't appreciate you.
Hold on, let me just. Oh yeah, that smells like Adderall, all right. You want me to take you on the rest of your rounds? Are you ready?
Yes, let's have a magical journey. But
okay, I can run you there.
What's your name? Eugene? Marcus? Miguel?
Mike.
Monty? It's an M letter.
Yep.
Marty? Sullivan? Whatever.
It's Eugene.
Listen, you got an inflatable donut I could borrow, perhaps, because I tell you, all this pushing for these fucking plastic eggs, I got hemorrhoids, something awful. But I don't have money right now to go to Walgreens to get the cream. So I've been sitting on frozen peas doing these Easter Bunny deliveries, but, you know.
Bob's no. Here's the inflatable donut. It works wonders.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I won't tell if you won't tell. Just maybe the Tooth Fairy and Santa Claus don't need to know about my prolapse status. So happy Easter. I'll see you guys later. Bye. Hop, hop. I'm the Easter Bunny. Hop, hop.
Bye.
Thank you for COVID.
You're welcome. Proud that bit from Dawn. Thanks, Dawn. You're probably not going to hear that, but.
Oh, God, that's funny.
A lot of news. You guys ready?
Oh, indeed.
Right, news!
Let's see what... if anything drops today. Ba, 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 da, ba, ba. No. Nothing. Absolutely nothing of any importance. Walmart is getting like video game figures from Jack Specific. And they've showed off three so far. And the newest one is announced today, Super Monkey Ball.
Mm-hmm.
From Jack Specific. These, I finally got confirmation. These are the 4-inch scale figures. I will get to the other two right now. It is that white guy from Fatal Fury. No.
Streets of Rage. Streets of Rage. Axel. Yep.
Axel from Streets of Rage. And the coolest of the three, the big werewolf guy from Altered Beast. That I think would be perfect if he didn't have fists. If he had claws.
I saw someone online describe that, the Alter Beast werewolf, as, this is the werewolf your mom tells you you already have at home.
Yeah. I'm going to make Mike want it. I don't know about you, Josh, but hear me out. He looks exactly like the werewolf from Silver Bullet.
He really does.
The bear wolf?
Yeah. Oh, God damn it.
He really does.
So I'm going to be getting him for that, and I'm going to give him a messed up eye. And that's just going to be my Silver Bullet toy.
I mean, until...
But then you're going to need a Gary Busey toy.
Oh,
I'll
just get Gary Busey.
I was going to say, make a Gary Busey toy at all. I don't care what movie, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
But
please. Yes.
Yeah. This Altered Beast werewolf, it really does look like someone in a Halloween costume. Like, the way the headpiece fits on, it looks like someone wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a furry in cosplay.
But to their credit, this is what he looks like in the video game.
It is, but if they were going to do the video game figures, I really wish they would have done the dragons from the second level in Altered Beast.
Yeah.
Like, I know the werewolf is the most well-known, but I think the dragon ones are the coolest looking of the different forms.
Hey, bring on Golden Axe. Please.
Yeah. No, what is it? Storm Collectibles is the ones handling that, but I would fucking love 4-inch Golden Axe figures.
In this scale?
I would fuck Golden Axe figures. Yeah.
We'll see. He comes with that weird glowy orb that changes him from man to werewolf, but he can't hold it because he's got two fucking fists.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I'm going to get it. It's a werewolf, and it'll be like $10. So I'm kind of excited by it. Let's see here. Jack Specific has been showing off pictures steadily of their Simpsons figures Wish him best of luck, but I'm not interested. Maybe the so it's come to this, people, if they don't like their Playmate Simpsons toys, can buy the Jax ones. Coming from the Mattel big news conferencing, there are going to be Masters of the Universe Magic 8 Balls, and this is half Skeletor, half He-Man. For those people who really want like an Art Deco style split face He-Man Skeletor, I don't know. I get it, but it's not for me. They showed off a deluxe Monster High Lenore, who's like spider themed, which is really fucking cool looking. I know Sam picked him up. I dig this shit. Like these quarterly releases of like really high end, nice Monster High dolls. Mm-hmm. Keep them coming. I think they're cool. Super 7 finally showed off the Supreme Evil from Dinosaur Attacks, which is like this crazy Triceratops demon monster thing from the Topps cards, which is, you know, I guess if you're going to make anything from Dinosaurs Attack, if it's not dinosaurs killing people, it's the Supreme Evil.
Right.
So that's cool. I'm not going to get it, but I still think it's cool.
I might if I can find it for a decent price, because I like the design.
This is like, is it a little under $20? Then I'm going to bite.
Right.
But I don't know where it's going to be. If I find a clearance somewhere, I'm jumping on it. Let's see here. From Mattel, there's going to be a Little People Voltron set.
Which so is excited. Adorable.
Yeah. Cyclone went up for pre-order last Tuesday from Mattel. He was the latest drop for Origins, and some people had some trouble initially getting onto the system, but they made it through. It's a pre-order. He looks pretty cool. Also coming from Origins is Geldor, the animated character that nobody gives a shit about. He's a white guy with a mohawk.
I have the Matty collector version only because I got him in an eBay lot.
Yeah, he sucks.
I was trying to get Squeeze, and I got him.
And do what you gotta do. Demo Man's coming, and he's pretty cool, except they recycled some old weapons. It's pretty neat. Coming from Masterverse is a deluxe Horde Trooper. Also cool looking, but I don't know if I want to spend that amount of money on a Horde Trooper. But he's deluxe and crazy and pretty cool. Coming from the Filmation Masters Universe stuff, if you can ever find him, I suggest pre-ordering them because I've only ever seen Skeletor at retail, is Prince Adam and Cringer. So this would be the first current generation Cringer, and this one is articulated. The previous one wasn't. Let's see here. From Diamond Select Toys, there's some pretty cool-looking House of the Dragon toys, if you've watched that on HBO. Lots of detail, but Diamond Select quality is hit or miss, so take that for what it's worth. Jada Toys has Ken and Dalsim figures are hitting retail if you collect these Street Fighter figures. The Dalsim has interchangeable stretch arms and legs that are bendy, which is pretty cool. The previous Soda one, they were hard plastic and painted. It looked like shit. Coming from McFarlane, Movie Music Maniacs with Alice Cooper, which we talked about last week, and Ozzy. These are pretty cool. If you like music, they have just enough articulation. I think they look pretty neat. Teased from Super 7, there is a wave of Conan reaction figures. So there is going to be Gladiator Conan, Final Battle Sobadai, and James Earl Jones with his armor on, which is pretty cool. Two snakes coming together like this. Coming very, very soon. The product is already hitting shelves. I saw some today. The next Target Holothon from NECA. It's like 90% Ninja Turtles. Somebody found a picture of the planogram. And there are two non-Turtles items. Three. There is a Gargoyles figure of Bronx in a detective costume from some one-off episode. So they just put a trench coat on Bronx. Some sort of new release from Prey. I have a feeling it's the Predator that's out now in clear plastic. Would be my best guess. I don't know if they're going to make Naru. And some sort of deluxe Saw figure. The box has the girl from the first movie with the reverse bear trap head. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's a figure or if it's Jigsaw. Those are my only two guesses. I don't know.
I mean, Saw, I'm kind of like, do I really need any figures
for that? Like, if they have, like, a ripped open head, maybe, but I can't picture Target wanting that.
Right.
Like, they didn't get Alex Murphy shot full of bullets because it's a gory toy, so I don't know. coming from LEGO Ideas is Dungeons & Dragons. This looks pretty cool. If you like Dungeons & Dragons. Josh, you're going to get that?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's good enough.
I'm torn because it looks really cool to me, but I have no room for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And but the little Lego beholder and the Lego owl bear has me just like really wanting some of these sets.
Like, it's those are cool, but are they $200 cool?
No.
Yeah, it's like $250, I think.
Oh, I thought it was multiple sets. I didn't realize it's just one.
I think it's one big ass thing. Is it, Josh? Am I right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just 1,000.
Yep, this won't be.
Although there are there are rumors that they're also doing a minifigure line, so
I'd be all over that.
Yeah, that I would be all over. If I thought these were going to be like, you know, individual little sets, like here's the tavern, here's the, you know, here's the dragon set, like stuff like that. But no, I see now that it's one big set.
They should break that up. I think that would be a better idea.
Well, that's kind of what it shows on the box, is that it shows the different rooms, like how they look at that. That's what I got confused. I was looking at an image of the different rooms thinking like, oh, these are different sets, not realizing they all click together to one big set.
Okay. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah. It's just not $350.
Cool. No, it's not. Okay. Big drop from Mattel for Turtles of Grayskull. Are you guys ready? We've all seen the pictures, but we can talk about it now. There are blurry pictures of Hordak. Not sure what his gimmick is and what it ties to anything, or if it's just a remaster of Hordak. He looks pretty cool. We have two Bop Steady, which is, as we predicted, too bad, but Bebop and Rocksteady. Looks cool, but their heads are really big, which is the only weird thing about the figure. Splinter with a King Grayskull gimmick. Really cool. Leatherhead, which I believe is going to be a deluxe, and he has Whiplash's gimmick. Casey Jones, which is a mix-up of things, but he's mostly Jitsu. So the Jitsu hand is like the hockey glove, but he's got the Ranman second mask that comes off. He looks cool. April O'Neil as Sorceress, which is like shocking to me how cool she looks. I think she's really, really badass. Stealth Leo and Stealth He-Man. I haven't seen a good picture of Stealth He-Man, but I think that is a homage to Stealth He-Man that was a Maddie Collector exclusive, where He-Man goes back in time in a mini comic for Powers of Grayskull and visits the past, and he has like a bandana over his eyes and he wears a cloak and a hood. He was the subscribe for a year, get a free figure. It looks almost identical to that. Stealth Leo looks really cool.
I was going to say that. I don't have the Leo yet that's out, so I think this is going to be the Leo I buy, because
he looks
badass.
If I had known, I would have waited and got this Leo, because I think he looks really, really cool. Tila, which is, we've seen it, we know what she looks like. Mikey with hair as Battle Armor He-Man and nunchucks is really fucking funny. Skeletor is just an all-new samurai, crazy-ass-looking Skeletor. Like, mutagen Skeletor. It looks really neat. Merman with snake body. And the snake looks to be new. I thought it was the snake that came with the Serpent Queen figure that came out a few months ago. But it looks all different, which is cool. So if you want one at retail to turn your snake men and give them snake bodies, it should be easy to find. And I hope with the second Leo, they're going back to the other turtles and giving them another shot too. I think would be neat. If we could get, Donatello and Mikey without shit on their heads and just make like regular turtle figures of them, I think that would be really cool. And this also surpasses the total number they said they were going to make. So I hope they have plans to kind of stretch this out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is it. I don't know. Coming from Boss Fight Studios, they're doing Epic Heroes in the 1/12 scale. So if you've seen their Joe scale guys, it's just blank bodies you can customize on top of. Now they're 6-inch scale. Take it for what it's worth. And last but not least, the coolest, maybe coolest reveal were the Turtles remastered, which if you do a little digging, there's more pictures of them. And there's some in-depth discussion from Pixel Dan where he kind of zooms in the photos. He finds other stuff. Apparently, they have, like, turtle skin on them. like the movie figures. Like they're all, there's some sort of texture going on in the pictures, which is a little odd. The figures are basically the original four turtles with additional articulation. We talked about this last week. Come with pieces of a roof base. They're Walmart exclusive, but they also come, this is another picture, crazy new weapons. So if you ever wanted Michelangelo to have like a crazy battle axe missile launcher thing, he's going to come with it. Take it for what it's worth.
I'm just hoping it's like TMNT Origins. That's my main thing is like, is it going to be like Origins? Are they going to just, you know, kind of redo some of the classic figures with this more articulation, better sculpt type thing? I'm all in on that.
It seems like they're kind of being risk adverse with this, which is fine. Just tell me before I buy these, is this it?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you making more? I can't picture them getting to everything.
But no, but I mean, I would be happy with like at least the first wave.
Yeah, like you can stop at Casey Jones or something. That's fine.
If like, I could get the four turtles, Shredder, Bebop, Rocksteady, I'd be happy.
Yeah, make the heavy hitters. I'll shut up.
Yep.
But I got to see these in hand. I need like better pictures. And the fact that they're Walmart exclusives fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Because either there's too many or you can't fucking find them. There's no in between. So I hope they have a fucking plan. That's all I'm saying. I think that's it. Did I miss any news?
Not that I can think of, but they're like, there's not that much. So
yeah, it's a lot of turtles, a lot. It's, and there's going to be like catalog reveals tomorrow with better pictures apparently, but it's Monday as we record this and I don't have anything to talk about. I should throw this in here just kind of as a quick space filler. I watched the Poltergeist sequels. I was at Target. Somebody returned the Poltergeist trilogy DVD set. Target doesn't carry it, so they just marked it down to like $3. And I was like, okay. And I haven't watched the sequels in a long fucking time. And I'm very open in that I don't think the first Poltergeist is a good movie. I love the effects and I love the tone of it, but I find it very uneven. And it sort of bugs me where you've got all this great Tobey Hooper stuff, but then you get Steven Spielberg inserting the power of love and family all over the place, and it gets very Amblin Entertainment, and it bugs me. Then you have part two, which is just a train wreck, but it's got great effects. So I'm kind of watching it, and there's Reverend Cain, which if you've ever seen the Poltergeist sequels, is this creepy old preacher played by a guy who is dying of cancer, which made him triple creepy. And he's trying to get Carol Ann. And then I watched part three, which everybody hates, but if you actually give it a shot, it's low-key awesome and crazy and nuts. And they spent all this money on the sets, and it's in like a haunted skyscraper, and it's fucking bonkers. And there's like an evil dwarf, and it's nuts. That's all. That's all I got to fucking talk about. Poltergeist, part two, part three. You're welcome. Guess who's back, guys? I know you're dead silent.
Is it Slim Shady?
I was gonna say back again. Shady.
It's
back?
Me. Listen. I didn't leave. I kind of loitered. I saw you guys had some cookies, so I just stayed. I haven't eaten a real meal in a long time. I'm sorry.
I mean, those cookies are a little stale, but have at them.
But I gotta confess something. Have you guys ever hurt yourself, like, falling down a flight of stairs or, like, splashed a cup of hot coffee in your face? So the ambulance comes and picks you up and you have somebody to talk to so you're not lonely, so you make friends with the paramedics. Where they're like, oh, Mr. Easter Bunny, you've got a compound fracture in your leg from falling down the stairs. And you'd be like, please be my friend. You ever do that?
To be fair, who hasn't done that?
You know, not to be a negative Easter Bunny and to like ruin Easter, but I do this quite frequently because I have no friends. I'm quite lonely. So I took a bath with the toaster last night and I made a new friend, a really nice paramedic named Reggie. And I told him I'd take him to the Golden Corral later.
They got that chocolate fountain. I thought it would be a nice, you know, bro date.
Oh, indeed. Cool.
But you guys want one more Easter egg?
Sure.
Yes.
Jerry Lewis, come here. Come here.
Okay.
There you go. Go on, open up.
Oh, I think this is Great Balls of Fire.
It's a carton of old Chief Smoke'em cigarettes from the Indian Reservation.
Ooh.
You know, I get your Marlboros, but these are the same. They've got that nice cool menthol taste. Tastes great going down. You're an adult. You want smokes from the Indian Reservation.
Well, plus it has extra tar.
Yeah. You know, sprinkle your Adderall on your old Chief Smoke'ems. You're welcome. Happy Easter. I don't condone smoking cigarettes, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. If you're already snorting Adderall, you're already fucked. So, you know, smoke like three at a time. Who cares? Hey.
Yes.
McGuffin, come here. Come here.
Yes, Mr. Easter Bunny.
Sit on my lap. You want... make an eye contact. Okay, here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Open it up.
Oh, well, you look at that.
Guess what that is?
I'm not quite sure.
That's nothing. That's sheer and utter disappointment. Like adulthood. You get absolutely nothing. You're welcome.
I just cracked open an egg-shaped poo, didn't I?
You did. I just shit into your hands.
Shit.
Like Uncle Sam. The American dream, it's not real. It's just a dump in your hand. Happy fucking Easter.
Hey, Easter Bunny.
Fuck you. You don't know me. What?
Dude, I almost choked on my fucking coffee.
I'm sorry I pooed on your lap.
What is it?
I'm sorry I pooed on your lap.
Yeah, whatever. Listen. I'm gonna go get this dry cleaned. Then I'm gonna jump off the falls and maybe find a wife. I don't know. Fuck you, I'm out of here.
I'm gonna poo on your lap again.
Fucking Easter. God damn it. Fuck shit.
Oh God! I'm sorry. When I went to go take a sip of coffee, and you were like "fuck you," and I was like "Jesus Christ!" I almost spit out my coffee. Oh, Susie would be proud. You got me to almost spit out my coffee.
Right, a random thought. Let me just share the stupidest, dumbest, fucking random thought of. Ever just look back at moments in your life and feel like, wow, that was really fucking stupid. I should have done that differently. I'm like 20, 21 maybe. And I'm having a bad, bad fucking day. Like my grandfather just passed away. And I'm coping. I go to the movies and there's a Denny's. It's like spitting distance from the movie theater. So I stop at Denny's and I'm sitting down. I'm eating like a Moons Over Miami or whatever, mind my own business. And this very attractive girl and her friend sits down across from me. And she's very clearly flirting with me. And I make the mental choice to be badass. Mm-hmm. So she leans over. She's like, hey, I know you because she saw me working at Wegmans. And I just looked her dead in the eye and I did like the most gravelly Vin Diesel voice I could before Vin Diesel was a fucking thing. I just said, you don't know me. Nobody knows me. And then I just turned around and like shoveled Moons Over Miami in my face. I thought I was being badass, but it was just incredibly fucking stupid. So in that off chance that this young woman listens to this podcast, which she hasn't, I hope she's moved on in her life and found somebody who could respect her. I'm so sorry for being a complete fucking asshole. I'm sure you're just being nice, but you don't know me. Nobody knows me. Fucking stupid. So, Josh, me and Mike, I don't know, did you listen to last week's episode by any chance?
I have not yet.
Me and Mike were having a discussion about, I think we've had this before, but it's time for an update. What are all the properties that you collect? So we were joking that, like, we don't focus on one thing. You know, like, I collect Transformers, I collect He-Man, I collect Marvel, blah, 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 blah. So I thought it'd be fun
to go through each of us and just say, like, these are what I collect no matter what, and this is how diversified my collection is. Make sense? So, like, you collect Lego, you collect Transformers, you collect blah, 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 blah. This is probably going to make me look like a complete fucking maniac, but...
I have never heard of Bop a Bop a Bop, but I'm interested.
Yes, I still have Easter Bunny in my head, and I've got that fucking Jimbroni talk. That New York, which I should catch myself doing, and I never do. Mike, what do you collect? What are some of the lines that are in your collection? I know it's not just one thing.
Oh, no, I'm all over the place, and... I can honestly say there's no line that I currently buy figures from where I'm like, I need to collect them all. I don't have one of those collections. I don't know that I've had one of those collections since the re-release of Kenner Star Wars back in the 90s. Like, because I got caught up in that obsession of like, oh my God, I got to buy all the figures. I got to get all the variants. I got to, oh, it's the long saber the short saber and the long tray. I got to get that one. You know, like yeah. I had that stupid collector mentality for that line. And I don't think I've ever returned to that. The closest being when Movie Maniacs first came out and I was like, I got to have all of them. And then I dropped off of that by like series 3. I think that was the one that they put Shaft in the line.
Oh, let's pause this. Let me rack my brain. So series 1 was Freddy, Jason,
Leatherface,
Adam, Leatherface,
even Patrick.
Or,
I'm sorry, Sill.
Sill and Patrick. Yeah, Sill and Patrick. The fuck, whatever that movie nobody talks about.
Species.
Series 2 was Norman Bates, Chucky, Michael Myers.
Was the Crow in that one, or is that series 3?
The Crow?
Yeah, I think that was series 2.
Series 3 had the Thing.
Yes.
The two things.
Snake Plissken. Shaft, Edward Scissorhands. The Fly and Ash.
Fly and Ash, and then they had that Media Play 2-pack exclusive.
They also had King Kong, and that was the wave where they did the 18-inch figures. They did Michael Myers and Freddy.
Yes, and then you had... Shit. Hold on. This is going to drive me fucking crazy.
I'm trying to look up the waves right now.
Okay, Series 2 was Ghostface, Michael Myers, Child's Play, Pumpkinhead, Psycho, and the Crow. Okay. Series 1, Species, Freddy, Leatherface, Jason. Movie Maniacs.
Pumpkinhead and... Oh, no. Yeah, Series 2, Ghostface, Norman Bates, Pumpkinhead, Michael Myers, the Crow, okay. Chucky, and then Chucky and Tiffany.
Yes. Series 3, Blair Witch, Army of Darkness, so is Ash, Evil Ash. The Terminator that did not have Arnold Schwarzenegger's likeness.
Oh, I forgot about that Blair Witch figure.
Yeah, Witches.
That wasn't Series 3. That was...
That's Series 4. I'm sorry. Series 4 was 2 Blair Witches, regular yes. Terminator, Liquid Terminator, a new Freddy, Candyman, and Evil Ash.
Yes.
Series 5. This is when they started getting themed. No,
can, because he touches it with penis and he makes you feel good.
Series 5 was the last one, was okay. You've got Sarah Connor, Wishmaster, Uber Jason, the Tooth Fairy, which came in two versions, the Endoskeleton, and Darkness from Legend. These are still the only way you can get Wishmaster, Uber Jason, and Darkness in that scale.
It also had the 2-pack box set of the Xenomorph and the Predator, which yep. was the first time that I can recall, other than like the almost accurate Kenner version of like, hey, this is just a Xenomorph from the movie, and hey, this is just a Predator from the movie. No extra bells and whistles.
Yeah. Let's see here. Movie Maniacs. Jesus Christ. And then they started, they was like, the next set was all Aliens and Predator. Series 7 was RoboCop, and then Hicks, and then the new remake Texas Chainsaw Massacre figures. It's at that point where it's like I stop caring.
Yeah, the Texas Chainsaw set was the one I got that leather face. Well, the one where he's in the doorway, which I got to give it to McFarlane for that one, only because like they kind of dropped off the whole doing the weird poster standee, and they gave him like a little diorama set to stand up. And I was like, that was pretty cool. For like the $9.99 that they cost back then.
Yeah,
that was a really fun figure. And I still have that RoboCop actually sitting on the shelf behind me. Like I love, you guys know I love RoboCop, but that figure I freaking loved when it came out.
Yeah.
Why don't you marry him?
I would if I could.
Not the best
version. Why don't you get on your knees and give him a Robo blowjob?
If you have to have that Thomas Hewitt, the Mezco one is better in my opinion. Anyways, Mike, okay. What do you collect? This was this week's Meander brought to you by Jerry's Closet and Waffles the Cat.
Well, that's the thing. Currently, the stuff that I'm like cherry picking is obviously I've mentioned multiple times Super 7 reaction figures. I cherry pick the Origins and Turtles of Grayskull stuff. I haven't bought a lot of Transformers recently, mainly because my area just does not seem to be getting the new Transformers. And I'm not finding them on Amazon for decent prices. So every once in a blue moon, I'll come across the core class figures. Like I said last week, I got the Tasmanian Kid and Megatron just because I happened to run across them. I was like, hey, look at that. And I had a gift card, so I bought both. But yeah, there's no one line that I'm focused on. I'm kind of doing what I was talking about last week, where it's just buying figures that fit that aesthetic of like a science fiction spaceport, what you would see in like a weird alien dive bar. Those are the kind of figures I'm buying now.
What are properties that you love when like new versions of the toys come out? Turtles, He-Man.
Yeah. Turtles, He-Man, 3 3/4 inch Joes. As we've discussed my love hate relationship with the classified series. Certain X-Men, if I can get my hands on 3 3/4 inch, I'll buy them. And then horror characters and like not all of them, but it's very, very specific. Like obviously any Tar Man that comes out, I go after. I'm still desperately waiting for NECA to finish doing the various Jasons in ultimate form because I have all of the Jasons that they've released. And all of the ultimate Jasons.
So fucking close. And you still can't piece it together from like multiple companies because nobody's made Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yep. They need, well, NECA has to do Jason Takes Manhattan. They have to do Jason Goes to Hell. And then wait, what else is there? I feel like they haven't done Kid Jason in ultimate form.
Yeah, they have the Mego style. They haven't done Ultimate Kid Jason. They haven't done Ultimate Pamela,
yeah,
which I'm fine with the clothed version.
I honestly don't even need a Pamela. Like, if you give me Ultimate Kid Jason, I'm fine with that. Like, I just kind of want the Jasons.
And they need the two Jasons from Jason X.
But what if, devil's advocate here, but what if they released a Pamela Voorhees on a card that said Jason? Because technically it's wrong.
Well, shit, you got me there. Now, actually, I'll tell you, if they released like a some kind of weird pack where it was like, here's the severed, Pamela head from the NES game on like a little floating stand, I'd be like, you know what? I need that.
They made that. I have that.
They made the NECA head?
It came with NES Jason.
Oh, no. I'm talking. Yeah, that's just the severed head, though. That's not modeled to look like the NES. Right. No. Because I have that one too. I was like, wait a second, what? No. I'm talking like do it like they had in the video game, where it was oversized. It was like bigger than a human, like a beholder version of Jason's mama's head on like a floating stand that spits fireballs. Give me that.
Video game boss Pamela Voorhees.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, the only other thing that I really go for is like classic sci-fi movies that I wanted toys from as a kid that eventually come out, like Terminator and RoboCop and Predator and Aliens. Like, we had all the Kenner ones, but you know, the Hiya Toys making like the film accurate versions of RoboCop and Predators in 3 3/4 in scale. Like, that's what I always wanted as a kid, like stuff that can interact with my G.I. Joes that were like in scale with them. And so those I'm a sucker for. So like, I have multiples of the Hiya Toys, like Predators and Aliens and RoboCop figures.
Josh, what is your portfolio?
I blame what I'm about to say entirely on the fact that I have absolutely, as mentioned earlier in the episode, I've been on a bit of a curb kick.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was playing catch up on part of a season I missed, and then the final season, quote unquote final season, is out right now. Let me tell you what I collect. I collect 6 toys and potatoes. That's it. Those are the only things you find in my room, okay? No, I just couldn't resist giving a Leon answer. Mm-hmm. I am a little bit of a slapdash collector. My main focus is 100% Motu. Mm-hmm. But other than Motu, I've been doing my best to cut out the 6-inch and up, but 3 3/4-inch Star Wars that interests me, any random 3 3/4-inch figures that interest me, horror, Transformers, a little bit of everything, Ninja Turtles. Yeah, basically, if it's in my nostalgia range, I'm probably gonna pick up something from it if it catches my eye. I am better about scales than I used to be. So chances are, if it's like a 6-inch thing, I'll probably have more paws and be like, what am I gonna do with that? But as long as it's in my sphere of interests, I'm gonna pick it up and consider it if it's a toy.
Well, confession time for me, where this is the point where people get shocked. I'm gonna just mentally read you my collection. I'm gonna walk through my basement. Actually, I'm gonna start in my office and then just...
and Lego. I'm a Lego whore.
You have that amazing Lego city
that belongs cats.
Let's see. Anything Toxic Avenger, if I like it, I'll grab it. Anything Swamp Thing, I love Keshi. So Muscle Keshi, if it's a homebrew, I love to pick it up, or like Super 7 Muscle Throwbacks. Anything Glow in the Dark, Josh knows this. I love Super 7 Reactions. I love Garbage Pail Kids. I collect those. I've got a Madball problem. I have a Conan the Barbarian problem. Horror stuff. I like to have one good representation of a horror movie character that I love. Not every horror movie, like Ghostface, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got, you know, Jason from every movie, Freddy from every movie. If I like the movie, I don't have Super Freddy because I don't like Dream Child. I don't have Demon Freddy from Part 7.
See, I know without a doubt you're saying horror, but for like one or two times it really sounded like you said whore.
This is why Siri can't
in
understand.
Very much the Danny DeVito way, so it was like whore.
Whore movies. Horror. I skip a syllable.
It's just a whore.
Whore movies. So this is Trick or Treat Studios, NECA, Soda, McFarland. Any independent company, I will pick up a Funko Pop if I think it's like Killer Clowns. I get too much Killer Clown shit. Reaction figures, I love buying them and putting them on my wall with thumbtacks. I love doing that. And if they're glow in the dark, I will sit in my basement with my black light on, and I feel like I'm in a fucking glow golf place that you'd find at the mall. And I'm the only person in there. And I just sit there like fucking Boss Hog. Like, I'm king of the castle, and nobody can come over my awesome basement. Because I have my glow-in-the-dark Josh stuff and my reaction stuff. I am very close to completing a collection of the 2013 Nick Ninja Turtles. I've got way too much of G.I. Joe Classifieds. I've got way too much Motu, so I have an almost complete collection of the Ultimates Master Universe from the mid-2000s from Matty Collector. Not Ultimates. What the fuck were they called?
Classics.
There's just a few that I missed because they're like convention exclusives and they're way too expensive. And I was getting burnt out towards the end where I was like, do I need this obscure Princess of Power character for a toy that I didn't have as a kid? So I didn't get them. But then I picked up a lot of the Turtles of Grayskull. I cherry-picked, and I cherry-picked Origins. There's some that I didn't get because I just wasn't a huge fan of the original character toy. Going past that, I've got a Superpowers collection, and I buy all the McFarlane Superpowers. I've got wrestling figures. I've got a terrifyingly huge Marvel Legends collection that I have been, since the start, buying these, and it's to the point where I just keep going because I don't know what else to do. I feel like I've been like collecting these for so goddamn long, it would be a shame to miss new character XYZ because I wasn't feeling it. So, like, I'd say a good third of my collection are characters I don't even know who the fuck they are. I just have them. Or I have, like, a vague passing understanding of Kid Omega from X-Men because he's a newer villain that I just haven't gotten around to.
You know, it's funny. I'm just realizing Mike and I skipped one big thing that both of us collect way too many of.
Sexually transmitted diseases?
That, too.
What?
Enamel pins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
You got an awesome enamel pin board.
Yes, and then Josh got me hooked on that. It was, God, this was several years ago. But I forgot which pins you sent me. You had sent me some horror pins.
I think they were from Rat Knife.
Yeah, they were. They were from Rat Knife. And, like, that's kind of what kickstarted it. I was like, oh, these are really nice. And then every time I went to Terrors and talked to my buddy Erica from Dead End Toys, you know, I would notice the little pins that she had out. So I was like, oh, let me get some of these. And then, like, when we'd see her at, like, Nickel City or various conventions, I'd always go down to her table and buy several more horror pins. And I just kept doing that, you know, event after event until I had this big horror collection. And then other people started noticing my enjoyment of enamel pins, so I started getting them as gifts. And I was getting, like, lots of weird little pop culture ones, like, you know, here's Handsome Squidward and, like, you know, like the Doodle Bob from SpongeBob. So then I just started getting, like, any enamel pin that struck my fancy that was an affordable price. And I have way too many now.
You know why? Because they're tiny little pieces of artwork.
Yeah. And they're very fun. Like, there was that one guy, I think it's Mike Dye Pins is his.
Yes.
Yeah, I have, like, almost all of his Motu pins. I missed several that were releases before I noticed him, and then I missed a bunch because he stopped making them for a while, and then when he came back, like, my algorithm was fucked up, so I didn't even notice that more were going on sale, and I missed a bunch. But I still have a ton. Like, I have, like, 30 of them. So.
Yeah, that guy's awesome. And Titty Bats. Titty Bats with his vintage Ninja Turtle pins.
Mm-hmm. There's some great enamel pin artists out there.
Have I ever told you my childhood enamel pin story?
I don't think so.
No.
So back before enamel pins were what they are now, you guys would remember this, and our older listeners definitely will. You could go to, like, mom and pop gas stations, and they'd have enamel pins of, like, your favorite football team, you know, like, weird, like, back off, and it's like Taz, or like a skull with a snake, or they were pewter, like that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So being a collector isn't something that I learned. I've always been a collector of, and I'll wrap up the last thing you were talking about. I collect way too much shit. The end. It takes up an entire fucking basement. I had all these pins. I got one. It always starts with one with the collection, and I put it on my baseball cap. Then I got another and another, and it kept snowballing until I had this baseball cap, my Little League baseball cap, covered in fucking pins, like enamel pins, pewter pins, and the hat weighed 20 pounds of, because it was just covered in fucking metal. And this was like second grade, third grade, so any adult that would see this kid would think he's a little fucking weird, but other kids thought I was really fucking cool, so I kept doing it. Mm-hmm. But I had to stop because my hat kept getting stolen by other kids. I thought it was really cool. Fun fact, then later on in life, there's this character who's kind of come and gone in my life that knew me when I was a kid. He lived down the street from me when I grew up, and we'd play together sometimes, but he was a little extreme for me, would be the kindest way to put it. He chased me with a weed whacker once and scared the fuck out of me.
Jesus Christ.
So I stopped hanging around him. He thought it was hilarious. Turns out he was the one stealing my hat every single time because he wanted to be cool like me by stealing my fucking hat, you asshole. And then he kind of comes around and he made friends with my father-in-law. They played cards together and he just brought it up casually. Like, yeah, he steals hat all the time. And I heard it as an adult and I was like, motherfucker. Like, I never let it go. After 35 years, I was like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
Yeah. But the other downside of this hat was it was so heavy it gave me headaches.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, y'all have seen the Pikmin's coat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I got to figure out something. I got to figure out something to even have to wait on that. Because, man, I tell you. I didn't used to feel it after working an event. Now I feel it after working an event because I've got fucking 10 pounds of metal hanging off of my shoulders.
You need like a Chewbacca bandolier or something you can kind of take off and hang behind you.
I need like four of them. yeah, because my original solution, which, mind you, I know is not a good solution, is, well, I guess I just gotta put the equal amount on the back so it's even.
That's just, then you have back pain.
you need the Frito Bandito bandoliers, the crossed bandoliers, just,
yeah,
instead of bullets, all pins.
Yes.
Dude, I thought I was the only one that called it Frito Bandito.
No, it's Frito Bandito.
Was that a character, the Frito Bandito? I just called it that, but I don't know where it's from. Is it from Fritos?
Yeah, Fritos actually used to have a mascot called the Frito Bandito. I believe in our mascot video game, I chose him as one of my playable characters.
You know what, you're right. thank you, Mike, for having a photographic memory of all kinds of useless information like that.
It's a curse and a gift.
Honk a cheese!
I love that guy.
Josh, you're saying like, okay, it's heavy in the front, I'll make it heavy in the back. That's like a woman with giant tits saying, what if I had giant tits on my back to balance out the weight?
But, I'm just going to say rule 34.
The downside of that, though, without the pins, the coat's not as cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe patches?
That's like jean jacket people. Like,
yeah.
Jean jackets, okay, on its own, you just look like a schlub wearing half of a Canadian tuxedo. But you throw some patches or some enamel pins on there, and then you got an awesome coat.
You got a battle vest.
Yeah. Yep.
Which I've never had. Do you guys ever have one?
No.
Nope.
I've always wanted one, but it's like too late now.
Right.
I feel like that's something you make over a period of time, like a bonsai tree. Like you slowly add to it, and so you have this badass battle vest. It's not something like you just buy all the parts and make it and like, ha ha. You have to, like, have a story behind each pin.
Right.
You're like, I got this ghouly garbage, this toilet bowl ghouly pin from my friend. And then I got this one of Terrors. And I got, oh, this is, you know, Bud Dwyer from Hey Man, Nice Shot over here. And it's like, you know, you got to, like, I got this at this convention. And I took this off a dead body. And bah, bah, bah.
Right.
bah, bah, bah. Again.
Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah. So we collect a lot of shit. We aren't collectors that solely focus on just Transformers, just Star Wars. Although those are the big lines where it's like, if you collect it, that's all you collect.
Right.
It would be cool if like I had just Lego. But see, I, you know, a big one we keep forgetting? Pikmin's. Josh's stuff.
Yeah.
The only time I don't buy it is if I don't like the movie. Or if I just like, I can't, where does this fit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't get it. But that's rare. I buy like, what do you think, Josh? Like 75% of your stuff?
Yep, that is an easy estimation.
I mean, that's actually how we all got together.
it's Pikmin's.
Pikmin's.
There's probably like me and a handful of other customers, I'm guessing, that are just like, yes, I want this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. Every time.
Yeah.
Yes, there definitely are. There is one customer that makes it a point. Every single version of every log I have ever released, he has multiples of.
We see you, like, mystery customer.
Like there have been times, I kid you not, where he has hit me up and been like, hey, how many of those log blind bags you got left? I'll take them all.
That's crazy.
You know,
like, not even a question of how many there are. Just like, how many are there? I'll take all of them.
I mean, that's so fucking cool. But like, I wish I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish I had the money to do that. Just be like, I'm going to buy all of this.
Yeah, no, anytime there are logs, it's guaranteed that he will buy probably one of each, but even more than that, like multiples of each.
I'm picturing right now a Persian cat in front of a bookshelf covered in Josh's logs and just being like, meow, 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 and like pushing the log into place and typing on his phone with his cat paw, send more logs. Meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Now, it would surprise
Josh me. Gets a text message and he shows it to Dr. Mew. And then Dr. Mew's like, yeah, he wants a sports log, whatever you have left. Meow.
See, now the one thing I will say that kind of sums up my collection best is 3 3/4 inch figures. Like, I tend to buy more 3 3/4 inch figures than anything else. Because, like, I don't collect Star Wars, but I buy random Star Wars figures. You know, Super 7 Reaction, I don't get all of them, but I buy a lot of them. You know, Fortnite, random. I've never played Fortnite in my life, but I own a ton of Fortnite action figures because they're cool 3 3/4 inch figures. Same thing with, like, the Marvel Legends Retro. I've bought plenty of those. In fact, as we're talking, I'm on Big Bad Toy Store looking at the various Mezco 5 points of articulation, 3 3/4 inch figures that they have on sale here. And it's like, it's very hard not to pull the trigger on Pyramid Head and the Nurse from Silent Hill.
Yeah, because they take up the least amount of space.
And I'll tell you right now, if it wasn't damn near $200, I would have already pre-ordered that Scooby-Doo set. Because that's just like, I would have wanted this so bad as a kid, where it's like, hey, here's a big spooky mansion playset and the mystery machine and the Scooby gang, some ghosts and random bad guys. Like, I would have gone crazy for this set as a kid. But
my local comic book store got their take on the Universal Monsters with the castle.
Oh, I want that one too.
They got two of them. It's huge. The box is fucking huge. Because the cardboard is all like one piece, and it's $150 each, and nobody's like jumping on it at all. Because it's like, even if you collected that, where does it go? Because he has one open and on display. Mm-hmm. You need a good 2 feet of vertical space just to put the thing out, and it's like an Eternia problem of like, these are really cool versions of these characters, Frankenstein, they're Dracula, and where does it go?
Well, you know? And that's the thing. Like, I'm looking at that right now on Big Bad Toy Store. It's $85 for the set on Big Bad Toy Store. You get the 5 figures and then the big diorama set, but it's all cardboard. You know, so I mean, like, if there's some plastic to it, but it's mostly made out of cardboard. And it's like that. If it was plastic like the Scooby-Doo one, then I might pull the trigger. But yeah, I can't spend that much for mainly figures. But I would love all of these figures. They're so cool. Like, especially that creature. Or it reminds me of some kind of Lovecraftian, like, Dagon monster. And I actually really like the Dracula they have, too. Like, he looks really cool.
They're all, like, seeing them up close and in hand, they're all pretty damn cool. The creature's the best of the bunch, in my opinion.
Yeah. I would honestly even love the Superman box set they have, where it's Clark Kent, Superman, Lois, and then the attacking robot. And it comes with the little phone booth and the bank playset. Yep. Like, that's, again, it's a really well-made set, and I love 3 3/4-inch action figures, but I just don't have the room or money to drop on some of these.
To sum up what I collect, my childhood.
Yep.
I am filling that void in my soul every time. That bottomless black hole. That Sarlacc pit that I keep throwing toys into, hoping I fill it up. It never happens. You don't fucking know me.
You don't fucking know me. I'm sorry. The way you say it, it's very much like Suicide from Return of the Living Dead. What the fuck you think this is, a costume? It's a way of life.
Have some fucking respect for the dead.
Oh, man.
If he had just grabbed Linnea's butt, he would have been alive. But he had to be fucking cool.
Yeah.
And he got his brains chomped on. Butterfly effect.
Yeah, you know.
What a shame.
Oh, I hear a Vincent? Kitty.
Vincent or Dr. Mew?
That was Vincent.
Cats.
Bella has actually been meowing at me repeatedly throughout this episode. I keep having to, like, shoo her off the back of my chair because she keeps trying to meow into the headset.
It's because it's a cat's favorite podcast. Say,
I've got Vincent on my lap right now because he just came over, and the first thing he did was lean up and try and nuzzle my mic. Because, of course.
Well, what does Vincent collect? What's his opinion on Legos?
Vincent is the true owner of the Lego City.
Yeah.
It is built to his specifications, so the streets can fit him while he lays down.
Okay.
He is their kaiju.
He also collects catnip bananas.
All right.
And he also collects the number of times he can get onto Dad's lap in one day.
Oh. Ah, yes.
Mike, what about Bella? Does she take hair ties, bottle caps?
No, actually, she's not. She doesn't really get into much. Her main thing is, like, if I'm eating, she has to at least smell whatever it is that I'm eating. So, like, I could literally be using one of those little, like, floss picks, you know, little like the little green pick things where they got the piece of floss. I could literally be using one of those, but if it's going into my mouth, she's like, what is it? I need it. She likes to try just about any food that I'm eating. But Rufus, he's the thief. He will randomly go into the basement or into my computer room and come out with a random item. Usually some kind of like clothing item he likes to pull up from the basement. So he'll steal random socks. He's stolen bras from Jess. He'll go into Caleb's room. Caleb still has a handful of stuffed animals from when he was real little, and he'll steal them. Like, there was a little kitten plushie that Caleb had when he was like 4 that he still has sitting in his room, and Rufus will occasionally steal it and carry it around the house. But he'll steal action figures from me. He stole the other night. Do you guys remember those? Oh my God, I forget the name of them. There was that toy line. They were like, you build a weird little robot and it had like a little squashy pilot that you'd put in there, and it came with like a thing of slime.
Oh yeah. Like his little baby.
Yeah. It was like a BattleBots thing. It was only a couple years ago. Well, I got a bunch of those on clearance when, you know, no one was buying them. So I got like a bunch of them for like $2 a pop just to kind of mix and match the parts and play with them. Well, they were in a box in the basement because I was moving stuff around, and I came downstairs the one night and he's sitting in the kitchen batting one of them around the kitchen floor. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did the... So I go down the basement. He had opened the box and he had pulled half of them out. Like, you little shit. So he was playing with the BattleBots.
Well, it's good to know that our cats have collections. I need to get a cat. So, Waffles, if you ever want to run away from home, you're more than welcome.
Bella is currently sitting under my legs looking up at me. It's like, what are you doing?
It's an action figure podcast for us. Are you guys ready for the Hall of Fame?
Oh, indeed.
You got picks?
I do.
So, Mike, Squidhead, Mondo Beefhead's brother from another mother, one.
Woohoo!
Per the rules, you get to pick first.
All right, I'm going to go with another Star Wars character.
Ooh.
But a strange one. Now, we all know that he's actually a Gonk droid, but the original release was Power Droid, the little box guy with the little squishy robo, or with the little like spring legs. I friggin' loved this robot as a kid. This was one of my favorite robot toys for years. Like, he crossed over amongst all of my play patterns. He was a robot that lived in Eternia. He was a robot that G.I. Joe worked with. He was a robot that Donatello made. Like, I loved the Gonk droid. So that is my pick this week.
What does Gonk do?
Just walks around and looks weird.
Yeah, gonk, gonk.
Is he a gonk. Garbage can?
Gonk, gonk.
Gonks you?
He just makes the gonk noise.
Guess, yeah, there's a lot of droids. You can't explain what the fuck they do, but they're zipping around. Josh, what about you?
I'm going to go for one. He might not beat the power droid or the gonk droid.
I don't think anything can beat Gonk, but...
But I'm going to go for the LJN Dr. Scarab from Bionic 6.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because...
they're really good.
Because it's like someone looked at the leader of the Silverhawks and was like, let's give him the mentality of Dr. Mindbender and the physique of Jabba the Hutt and make him a villain.
And then let's put his belt on way too fucking tight where his legs will eventually fall off.
And like, I'm looking at a picture right now because I had to look him up for his name. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's wearing a fucking diaper.
I gotta look at that again. Do you guys have those as a kid?
I only had one.
I had a couple of the villains. I had Dr. Scarab. I can't think of her name, but I had the, I'm looking it up now. I had Dr. Scarab, Clunk. The garbage monster?
Yep, I had Clunk.
And I had... Oh god, looking at it now, I'm just like, how did they choose that name? Madam O.
Now, my buddy had, I think it was called Fluffy, the robo-ape. I remember playing with that figure a lot as a kid, and wanting it, but never finding him in the store. But I did get Clunk, and I actually remember buying him at the KB that was in the Rainbow Mall in Niagara Falls. But
you could murder someone with Clunk.
What's that?
You could murder someone with Clunk.
Yeah.
Murder somebody with any of the Bionic 6 because they're fucking metal.
Oh, yeah.
But more than anyone else, Clunk was just like, man, Clunk was a fucking hefty one.
Well, because he was solid metal. Like, the rest of the figures had some plastic parts. Like, they had the translucent plastic pieces and the plastic heads. But Clunk was just solid metal through and through. The only plastic was the little gem on his chest and the little gun thing that clipped onto his hand.
His little weird glove gun.
Yeah. But, you know, the funny thing with Clunk is my memory of him isn't anything to do with the Bionic 6. It's my brother, when like right after I got him, he decided to kind of like play this game with our G.I. Joes, and like I was watching it like a movie where he was basically playing the Thing and Clunk was the creature that they found locked in ice, and it just started murdering everyone in the facility. And I was just like watching this game with bated breath at like 10 years old, like, this is so cool. You know, but so we often reminisce about that.
Man, you know, I'm just looking at these now. These are some great fucking figures.
They really are.
They're not that expensive either. Like, there's not a big demand for Bionic Six figures. I might grab a few of these.
The main problem is they don't age well because it's die cast, so a lot of the paint chips off.
Yeah, you know what, though? That's one of those things, like, I'd be willing to accept. They kind of add to the charm of them.
Yeah.
To be honest, they have that, like, beat up, dirty toy look, like you kind of kept it in your garage forever. I had the mechanic. No, actually, no, I'm sorry. I'm looking at him right now. I had Bungie, the karate guy.
Oh, and
mechanic,
yeah.
The mechanic guy was just called Mechanic.
Mechanic, yeah. But, yeah, he was too heavy. I threw him at my brother, and I remember my mom was just like, you don't get to keep this anymore. I'm going to go with a pick that doesn't fit, but I'm too lazy to think of something else that fits the theme. I'm going to go with the NECA Chatterbeast from the second series of Hellraiser figures from Hellraiser 4 Bloodlines. In my opinion, the best part of that movie.
Oh, yeah. And so that might be hard to beat. A lot of people like the Chatterbeast.
I think Sam will pick Chatterbeast. No, I'm Susie, maybe. I don't know about Sam. But I think Gonk Droid, personally, is going to get my vote. Because it's fucking classic Star Wars.
I know, Chatterbeast is such a cool character.
You know, watching it in the movie, it's clearly just a guy walking on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still a really cool toy. Or a toy, cool character, you know?
You know, now that we're, like, because we were talking about Bionic 6 and I was looking at the figures, I completely forgot about this crazy-ass playset they had.
Bionic 6 playset?
Yeah, like, they had some cool vehicles, too.
Yeah, they did.
Like the van that they had, but man, like, yeah, the
place. I remember the van.
It's let me see here. Yeah, here's an image.
Holy, the secret headquarters.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
You know what this has shades of? It's sort of like the old Kenner Death Star playset in three.
Yes, it is.
Tiers. That's really cool.
You know what it honestly reminded me of a playset that I had, because I didn't have the Kenner Death Star, but the when Toy Biz first got the Marvel license and they did the training center.
Oh yeah,
it had like the elevator in the middle that had the grappling hook and the weird little like pillars that Hulk could smash and all that.
Well, this is how not in demand Bionic 6 is. There's a website that'll just give you, like, this sold for this much recently, $90. A boxed playset.
Damn.
I know. But then there's other ones that are selling it for $800. I think that's what they think it's worth, but it's probably worth, like, $125 tops.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever clamoring for, like, we need Mezco to make a new Bionic 6 toy line. Like, nobody's really losing sleep over Bionic 6, but there's some cool toys. It's kind of like Captain Planet, you know? It's at that level of nobody really likes it that much.
It was kind of a flash in the pan cartoon. Like, I remember watching a couple episodes of the cartoon as a kid, not really getting into it. But again, I have a soft spot for 3 3/4 inch action figures, particularly monsters and aliens, and Clunk fit the bill for that.
Yep. Well, everybody, we're back. Josh is back. Stuff.
Who knows for how long?
Yeah. Josh will be back whenever he's back. And when he gives us a adequate time, like if he says, like, guys, I'm not going to be here these weeks, we will have guests.
Yes.
When it's an emergency, me and Mike do fine. It's just more of a cat talk.
Yeah, it's just more conversational, less impressions.
Yeah. Less Warner.
Yes.
More cats. More meow meow.
Warner was missed.
Yes, but he'll be back. Don't worry.
I miss all of you when I am not around. There are times when I'm sitting alone in my room with nothing more than a peanut butter cup, and I think to myself, my God, I must talk to the men at the Creepy Head place, and then we will all have joyous times together and share this small peanut butter token of my love. Isn't that right, Mr. the Frog?
That's right, Warner. We'll just, you know, hang out with a peanut butter cup. I'll take a little bite. Because, you know, you're fucking weird like that.
That's right. I love you, Frog.
It's always funny. How is it always funny? Oh, my God.
You know what's great? You can put it in either scenario that Werner has Kermit as a puppet. Or Kermit's just alive sitting next to him talking to him, and they're equally hilarious.
Like, you know, this is not me being facetious or anything. Like, legitimately, if there was a TV show about Werner and Kermit, I would watch every fucking episode.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, it's the unlikely duo that I didn't know we needed.
Werner trying to pay for things with peanut butter cups.
Yeah, bitching about chickens.
Oh, it would be even, yeah, no, I think the perfect way to do that would be Kermit as the straight man.
Yeah.
Gonzo would come to hang out and Werner would freak the fuck out because Camilla's there.
I don't understand how you can love such a terrifying and idiotic creature at the same time. I'll hear nothing of that language from you, miss.
Okay, everybody.
Oh, my God.
This is Mike saying, meow, 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 meow.
This is Mike saying, watch out for chickens.
This is Werner the Herzog saying, can I have a bite of my peanut butter cup? It is for sharing.
Word of the Herzog. Okay, everybody. Bye.
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 Count Creepy. .com on the World Wide Web. Must I say it again? Did you not listen? Count Creepy. C-O-U-N-T-K-R-E-E-P-Y. Ah.